Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a big one. It's the 30th annual Mosaics Fine Art Festival in St. Charles. And joining us is the vice president of the board for the Mosaic Fest, Melinda Nolan. Well, congratulations on 30 years.
Thank you. Yes, it's an accomplishment. It's been around for the community for a long time now.
For people who've not been, can you give us the elevator pitch of what Mosaic Fest is?
Sure. So Mosaics is a juried fine art festival, so not crafts, but fine art. This year we have over 80 artists that are exhibiting, and we also have activities for the whole family. So we have kids activities along with the artists, and we've got entertainment. So it's free to the public, so anyone can come down and walk on North Main Street and see the art and enjoy the historic Main Street, you know, activities as well. So you can enjoy the restaurants and the boutiques down there also. But we'll have over 80 artists. We'll have a kids booth with make and take items. We'll have a kids shopping area where they can actually shop for art themselves at a nominal fee. And we also have the pet pavilion where pets are up for adoption. So it's a great fun time with musical entertainment on stages as well, and just a great weekend event for everybody.
And this is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, correct?
It is. Yeah, it starts at 4 o'clock on Friday evening and then goes through 4 o'clock on Sunday.
It will be a little warm this weekend, which I nobody asked for.
But I know. We always hope for cooler weather, but I'm just glad there's no rain.
Well, how has the Mosaic Fine Arts Festival changed over the years? Do you try to keep it the same because that's what people expect, or do you add new things, and what might be new this year?
We don't have anything new this year. We do try and keep it the same, but we also try and make it a little better as we think of ideas that might, you know, make it more fun for people. But we've got, you know, all of the same activities as last year involved, just different artists. So every year you've got different artists that are coming into it. Some of the same that love the festival and apply every year and are juried in, but definitely we have different artists every year also. So it's a good mix.
And this is on historic Main Street, so there are certainly restaurants and different shops to pop into if you need to eat or cool off.
Yes, definitely. And then we also have a couple wine booths that have different drinks and, of course, water. And so, yeah, but there's everything you could need along Main Street. And we're on North Main.
And it is stcharlesmosaics.org if people would like the schedule of all of the different events and bands and things that are going on. Well, I hope you have a fantastic festival, and congratulations again on 30 years, the 30th festival. That is Melinda Nolan. She is the vice president of the board for the Mosaics Fine Arts Festival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in St. Charles.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.